This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Polling underway nationwide for House of Representatives members' election. Election Commission assures free and fair voting. Election Commission permits 39 national and 4 international organizations to observe elections. Foreign Ministry launches portal to track Nepalese in West Asia, urging to submit details. And death toll in Iran surpasses 1,000 as Israel-US strikes continue. Now the news in detail. Voting for the members of the House of Representatives is taking place today across all 77 districts from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. in a single phase. This is the third general election since Nepal became a federal democratic republic following polls in 2074 and 2079, Vikram Sambat. A total of 18,903,689 registered voters, including 9.66 million men, 9.24 million women and 200 others, are eligible to cast their ballots. Additionally, 186,142 temporary voters have been registered. According to the Election Commission, all preparations were completed ahead of polling. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari reaffirmed the Commission's commitment to conducting a free, fair and transparent and credible election in line with the constitutional provisions. Voting is being held at 23,112 polling centres in 10,967 polling locations, including 143 temporary polling sites across all 77 districts. Under the first-past-the-post system, 65 political parties are contesting with the 61 election symbols. A total of 3,406 candidates are competing in 165 constituencies. Under the proportional representation system, 3,135 candidates are contesting for 110 seats. The Commission has printed over 42 million ballot papers for both systems. Voters may cast their ballots using a voter ID card or alternative identification documents, including citizenship certificate, passport, national ID, driving license or land ownership certificate. Security has been deployed under an integrated security plan and around 215,000 election staff are deployed nationwide. Earlier yesterday, the National Security Council, chaired by Prime Minister Sushila Karki, reviewed the security framework and concluded that comprehensive arrangements are in place to ensure peaceful and error-free elections. Likewise, the Ministry of Home Affairs confirmed that preparations across all districts have been completed following coordination with chief district officers nationwide. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population has deployed federal and provincial coordinators and directed hospitals to form rapid response teams to handle any emergency incidents on polling day. However, health experts have warned a possible spread of seasonal flu during the ongoing elections due to large crowds at polling stations. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Sher Bahadur Pun said flu can easily spread in crowded areas through coughing, sneezing and close contact. Dr. Pun advised voters to take precautions including wearing masks, washing hands or using sanitizers, maintaining social distancing and staying hydrated. Likewise, 4 international and 39 national organizations have been authorized to observe the elections. The Election Commission hosted a reception for international observers yesterday evening. Observers from Japan and other countries, as well as the chiefs and representatives of diplomatic missions based in Kathmandu and the members of the Council of Ministers were also present at the reception. In the meantime, a Japanese delegation paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Powdal yesterday. The delegation, led by the Parliamentary Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan, arrived to observe the elections. According to the President's Secretariat, the discussion held at the President's residence covered multiple facets of relationship between Nepal and Japan. Likewise, Prime Minister Sushila Karki called on President Ramchandra Powdal at the office of the President yesterday. President's Secretariat stated that the Prime Minister Karki briefed the President on the contemporary political situation and the elections. It may be noted that the President Powdal and Vice President Ram Sahib Prasad Yadav will remain neutral and will not cast their votes, as the Constitution does not permit them to participate in voting. Likewise, the Election Commission has said vote counting will begin immediately after polling concludes and ballot boxes are transported to designated counting centres. The Commission has made arrangements to announce results under the first-past-the-post system within 24 hours from the start of counting. Counting under the proportional representation system will begin immediately afterward. Ballot boxes from 61 remote mountainous constituencies will be airlifted by the helicopters of the Nepali Army, while boxes from other areas will be transported via vehicles. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari assured that the ballot collection and security will follow the integrated security plan and established procedures. He clarified that the Nepali Army will not collect ballot boxes independently and urged the public not to be suspicious. Similarly, the Nepali Army has also urged the public not to fall for the misleading information and assured that ballot box transportation and security will be followed using the established procedures. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Bhandari described voting as not merely the selection of the representatives but a constitutional exercise to renew democratic legitimacy, urging citizens to participate actively and responsibly. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has said domestic flights will operate on a need-based basis today on the election day. According to the CAN, all types of domestic flights will be conducted depending on demand and operational requirements. International flights will continue as scheduled except for services to some Gulf countries where disruptions have occurred due to rising tensions in the region. The Aviation Authority said it has updated flight schedules in coordination with the concerned stakeholders, taking into account the operational status of the airports in West Asia. Several flights have already been affected due to ongoing situation in the Gulf. The authority has advised passengers to check with their respective airlines for updated flight information before travelling. Likewise, various Nepali embassies in Gulf countries have urged Nepali nationals working in West Asia to submit their personal details through an online portal launched by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The move comes amid heightened regional tensions following recent U.S.-Israel military action against Iran and subsequent counterattacks. The embassy says the portal will help authorities assess the situation of the Nepali workers and coordinate assistance where necessary. The Embassy of Nepal, Riyadh, has specially requested Nepalese in Saudi Arabia to register their information, stating that the data will support timely response and possible rescue efforts if required. According to official figures, more than 1.7 million Nepalese are employed in Gulf countries, key labour destinations for Nepali youth. The Foreign Ministry has formed a rapid action team to strengthen coordination, assistance and potential evacuation measures if the situation worsens. Meanwhile, the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has postponed the triangular one-day series under the ICC Cricket World Cup League 2, citing the evolving situation in West Asia. The series, which was scheduled to be held from March 10 to 20 at the Tribhuvan University Cricket Ground, was set to feature Nepal, the United Arab Emirates and Oman. CAN stated that a revised schedule will be announced after further consultations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Israel has carried out airstrikes targeting security forces across Iran for a fifth consecutive day, with the death toll now reported to have surpassed 1,000 amid continued counterattacks and warnings of wider regional destruction. Israel said it struck facilities linked to the Basij Parliamentary Military Force of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and buildings associated with Iran's Internal Security Command. Iranian authorities report that 1,045 people have been killed since the offensive began on Saturday, with more than 6,000 wounded. The conflict intensified following the killing of Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in the first wave of strikes. Senior Iranian officials, including defense minister, were also reported killed. Iran has responded with missile and drone strikes targeting Israel and U.S. military bases in the Gulf region. While many projectiles have reportedly been intercepted, some have struck military and civilian sites. The United Nations estimates that approximately 100,000 people fled Tehran over 2 days as the fighting intensified. As hostilities continue, international concern is growing over regional stability and the potential for further escalation across the Middle East. Now, to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast no rainfall across the country today on voting day. The division expects partly cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and likely to remain mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Likewise, morning mist is likely in some places of the Terai region today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the high pressure system in the upper atmosphere and the low pressure system in the lower atmosphere near the eastern part of the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 11 to 13 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Polling underway nationwide for House of Representatives members election. Election Commission assures free and fair voting. Election Commission permits 39 national and 4 international organizations to observe elections. Foreign Ministry launches portal to track Nepalese in West Asia, urging to submit details. And death toll in Iran surpasses 1,000 as Israel-US strikes continue. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app or listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned, have a good day, and we'll take you later to our special election day live coverage after this.